Hello, I'm Jonathan Heimbaugh, staff writer for The Warrior, and I'm here with Layla Welsh and Carrie Cornish to discuss the holiday, Thanksgiving. So let's start with our first topic. Is Thanksgiving overlooked?
I think it is overlooked just because it's right in between Halloween and Christmas, and everyone's just looking forward to Christmas. The stores are already putting out all their decorations and everything, so I think everyone looks past it.
I feel like it depends on, like, the generation. Like, our generation, we all love Thanksgiving just because we like to eat all the food and then not have to worry about school for a few days. But then, like, younger kids, they just see it as turkey. Yay. And that's it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think it's just, it depends on kind of, like, at your outlook. But, like, commercially, I don't think much people focus on Thanksgiving because it's not a seller. Like, stores can't focus on, like, food and, like, giving thanks to things, but they can focus on preparing for Christmas and already having sales, so, like, that's why they have Black Friday so early in the season. What traditions does your family have in place for Thanksgiving?
Well, my family likes to just have a small dinner at our house, and usually after we pray, like, before we eat, we'll go around and say one thing each that we're thankful for.
This year my family and I aren't spending holidays together because we can't, like, see each other. But all my family except for me is going down to my aunt's this year. So they always do these big thanks, and they give each other presents, like, small little presents wrapped up, and they put them on their desks. It's pretty nice, or on their tables. It's nice.
Whoa.
Well, usually my family holds Thanksgiving, and it's just, like, my grandma that usually comes. And me and my siblings, while my parents are getting dinner ready, we go up to the park, and we play up there for a few hours, so we're out of the house. And then we take my dog with us, and then we come back, and we eat some food, and then we watch TV. So.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you guys watch the Macy's Day Parade?
I don't.
I don't, but I will this year.
Yeah, I watch it every year. It's fun.
Really?
Yeah.
How long does it last?
About like an hour or two, like an hour and a half. It's not very, they don't catch the whole parade. They only show like the important parts, like the big floats and the musical performances by people, which is, it's interesting, I guess. And they're always different, so.
That's cool. You
know. What types of food do you eat every year during Thanksgiving?
Well, of course we have turkey, we have mashed potatoes, cranberries, and my mom makes like a green bean casserole every year. That's good.
Yeah.
And then we have cornbread, and we always have apple pie and pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm.
So those are like our traditional foods that we have.
I mean, I'm a vegetarian, so I don't eat the turkey on Thanksgiving, but I still eat like the green bean casserole. That's like my favorite food to eat.
Yeah.
And then bread, and then we still have corn. I'm not a big mashed potato fan, so I don't eat those.
That's like my favorite part.
That is my favorite part. That's interesting. Yeah, I think vegetarians have a little bit tougher of a time.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving, because everybody calls it like Turkey Day and stuff, and they're like, I don't really even eat the turkey. So, I mean, there's not as much.
Well, I mean, I've been a vegetarian for 4 years, so like by now I like know what to do when it comes to Thanksgiving, so it's not as big of a deal to me. But like my little sister like decided to be a vegetarian like all of a sudden, so she's only been it for like a few months, so it'll be harder for her.
Oh yeah. What was it like your first time? Like your first Thanksgiving?
Well, I remember being kind of upset that nobody made me any more like substitutions, but I was like, it's okay. Because I still ate stuffing and the green bean casserole and stuff, so it was okay.
Let's talk about Black Friday for a minute.
Okay.
Do any of you go Black Friday shopping?
I do. This will be my third year going with my cousin, but we don't go on Thanksgiving. We go on, like, actual Friday. Mm-hmm. We go in the afternoon and we go to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty chill.
Cool.
I go Black Friday shopping, and I always have, but we don't, like, the stores open at, like, 6 on Thanksgiving, which makes sense because it's not even, like, Black Friday yet, but my mom refuses to go because she always says that, like, the workers in the store should be home with their families, and so we go on Friday.
Yeah.
And I think this year I'm going with some of my friends, and we're going to probably get some Christmas shopping done.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always fun. I love it. There's a lot of good sales.
Yeah.
And I know JCPenney's is starting their sales at 3 o'clock on Thanksgiving. And I saw because I watched the commercial yesterday. And I was like, Mom, this is not right.
That is so early. Like,
she used to work. Yeah. She used to work at Macy's, and she would have to go like right after dinner.
Oh, really?
And she wouldn't get home till like 3 or 4 in the morning.
My mom used to work at Kohl's, and she had to work Black Friday, and it was just awful. She would come home with like these horror stories. Like,
I do my Black Friday shopping online, so I really avoid any kind of like dangers. I guess like dangers of Black Friday shopping, because there's just horror stories of people getting trampled on and stuff. So I just do it from home. I mean, you don't get like all the same deals as you would at the physical store. Like you can't like physically search for stuff, so you might miss some stuff. But you know. I just like it.
That's smart.
It takes a lot of the hardship out of going to places. So, yeah.
Do it online.
Especially, like, since we can't drive yet.
Yeah, that's a smart option.
Yeah, I get everything mailed to me, so it's nice. I like it. There's going to be some football games going on Thanksgiving. Would we like to talk about that for a minute?
All right. We have 3 games on Thanksgiving. And then the first game is at 12:30. It's the Vikings and the Lions. We have another game at 4:30, which my family will probably watch because it's around dinner time. It's the Redskins and the Cowboys. And then at like 8:30, which my family will also watch because it's the Steelers and the Colts playing. So,
any predictions?
Nope, it'll be an interesting one.
I think the Steelers will win.
Yeah.
My family will definitely be watching that one. Football is like a big part of our Thanksgiving, so my dad and my brothers always watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I mean, I hope they win.
Yeah. I mean, this is pretty important for Pittsburgh, so.
Yeah. So, we'll just go around and we'll say what we're thankful for so the viewers at home know what we're talking about. I'm thankful for my family and my friends and my job and my coworkers, and I'm thankful for the food that I get to eat on Thanksgiving and everything else. And, yeah, that's a good... Yeah.
It's a good list.
Yeah, it's a good list.
I mean, I'm, like, always thankful for my parents and my family 24/7, 365 days a year. I'm really thankful that, this might sound really, like, silly, but I'm thankful for my dog.
Because
he's, like,
<I'm
just> he's my little cuddle bug, and he's my little stress relief, and I'll come home from school, and I'll just sit down, and I'll cuddle with him, and it's just all better. I'm really thankful for him. So, yeah.
I'm thankful for my friends and my family. I'm thankful for my dog, too, and my cat. And I'm thankful for the opportunities that I have, like going to school. You know, everyone complains about it, but I'm thankful.
Yeah, deep down, I think I'm thankful, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People don't realize that we live in a pretty great country that allows us to go to school, so I'm pretty thankful that. You can do that.
Yeah, me too.
Because people don't realize how good we have it until, you know, maybe it's taken away from you someday.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
All right. Let's talk about pie. And pie we eat at Thanksgiving.
Well, my mom always makes our pies. Like, no one messes with that. And usually a couple days before Thanksgiving, she'll make an apple pie and then a pumpkin pie. And one year, I think it was actually last year, she left the pumpkin pie out on the stove to let it cool, and she left the room for a minute, and my dog jumped up and ate the entire pumpkin pie.
Oh, my.
And she was pretty upset. She actually made another entire pumpkin pie so that we could still have it on Thanksgiving, because that's our tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So, I love pumpkin pie, though.
Pumpkin pie is my personal favorite pie.
Yeah, it's the best pie.
I have a lot of taste in pies. I'm very diverse in pie tasting, so
I, like
I think
it
pie is my favorite.
Than apple.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I wonder why those two are the like traditional Thanksgiving pies.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know how that got started. That's kind of interesting.
Why not any other type of pie?
Yeah, there's all kinds of different pies. Pecan pies.
I love
pecan pies. I love all kinds of pies. I think all pies are equal.
Yeah.
Just some are more equal than others.
Especially on Thanksgiving.
Especially on Thanksgiving. There's just different times and places for different pies.
Right.
Yeah. So.
I'm completely apple pie.
Really?
Really.
Yeah. But I'll eat pumpkin pie too.
Heat up your pie before you eat it, or do you eat it cold?
It depends on the pie. If it's apple pie, I put it in the microwave.
And then do you put, like, ice cream on it? Because my family puts ice cream on it. Yes.
Definitely. Some vanilla ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. It's very good. I like pie.
Me too.
Yeah.
Alrighty. From pumpkin pie to Black Friday shopping, the Thanksgiving season deserves credits.